the general public, they don't get it. They feel like, then if your child has special needs, you should be watching them.
We have had many encounters, you know, since he was young. The recent one was here in our residence. It's a gated compound. I was here having an eye on them and they were just walking along the pool. And I saw Nafal putting his mouth into the pool and then, you know, doing the lion, you know, just spitting it out. And as he was walking back, a resident started to like finger point at him. She was scolding him. I went over to the lady politely to explain to her, said, my son has special needs, I'm sorry that he did that. But she said that he shouldn't be doing that, you know, it doesn't matter. I said, yes, I know, and I don't want him to do that as well, you know, but some things are beyond our control. We try to educate him, know that these are things that he cannot do.
Okay, mommy,
look
at mommy and tell. What do you want to eat for lunch?
It's chicken rice.
Okay, come.
They will tell us, you should watch your child. But for as long as we watch him, we don't allow him to do things, he's not going to learn. And how is he going to grow up into a capable adult if we don't allow him to experience things, if we don't allow him to even be on his own in public? We need to take that step. As parents, it's not easy. The biggest misconception that the general public have, I feel that they view behaviors, children with autism display as being mischievous. The fact that autism is an invisible disability, it makes it harder.
For them, certain things are different or maybe it doesn't make sense. So how can we make things a bit more easier for them? You know, being less judgmental and being a bit more helpful, you know, in whatever they want to do.